Welcome to the Radio Today programme. This is the 205th edition of the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk, and it's the first to be broadcast on the UK's new self-service station, Upload Radio. We'll be finding out more from Upload's founder in a minute.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
I'm Trevor Dan. If you're hearing us for the first time, this is a half-hour show dedicated to the radio industry. It's unashamedly geeky and nerdy about the things that matter to those of us who make radio, but we hope you'll find stuff to enjoy it if you're a listener too. Each week, David Lloyd's here to recall some of the memorable broadcasts from this week in history in his series called Radio Moments. Radio Today's own Stuart Clarkson brings us the latest news. And we start with a main story, which, of course, this week has to be the launch of Upload Radio. The brains behind it, as well as the British Podcast Awards and the Next Radio Conference and Fun Kids Radio, is the energetic and effervescent Matt Deegan.
Upload Radio is for anyone that would like to be on the radio. We've set up DAB channels in Wrexham, Chester and Liverpool, in Surrey and South London and in Gloucestershire. And the schedule is empty because it needs your programmes. What we ask people to do is they can go on to uploadradio.com if they've got a show. An Upload Radio show is an hour long. They can record a show. They can choose what slot they want. And then more importantly, they can buy that slot for £20. And then their show will be broadcast on DAB, simulcast online, be made available for 30 days online, and be in things like Radio Player and TuneIn.
Now, why would I want to be on the radio when I can make a podcast and be available to just as many people?
Sure, there's nothing wrong with any of these things, and it's good to be everywhere. Our view, when we've talked to people, actually particularly podcasters, is everyone's after distribution, you know, platforms where people can discover you and your show. You know, iTunes is great if you're at the top of iTunes. Otherwise, it's quite hard to be found there. Now, how do people know that your thing exists? What we're saying is we're giving two extra bonus ways to be discovered. One is you're on the radio, so people can very easily stumble across you, you know, next to Radio 1 or Capital or Classic or whatever.
In those three areas.
And also, if someone's searching for Radio 1's rock show in Radio 1's pop-up player, and you've got a rock show on Upload Radio, it will show in that same player on Radio 1's website, and someone can click along and listen to your show on Upload Radio.
So we should say that one interesting thing, a very valuable thing, is that you're paying the music copyright. So we can make a show for Upload, and we can play the entire record.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a, because it's a broadcast radio station, our licensing kind of follows that route. So yes, you can have as much music as you like.
We'll come back to Upload in a minute, but here's the thing with you. You're fantastically busy. Why are you doing this as well, on top of your multiplex work and your independent production work and Fun Kids and all the other things you've got in your life? I mean, you ought to have a rest now and again.
Everyone likes a good project. We've been working on this for quite a long time.
You announced it at Next Radio some decades ago,
In 2013, and it was literally around the corner then. Guess what? It's quite hard to build something like this, so I've learned. And initially, it was an extension of our multiplex business. So, you know, we own those two multiplexes, and people buy space on them. They tend to be space for 2 to 12 years, and then they run their radio station. And right from the beginning, we thought there was a room to provide space that wasn't a year-long contract, but was an hour-long contract. And so it's sort of an extension of Muxco, but in a smaller way. Also, we've built the platform, the Upload platform, that we're going to make available to other broadcasters around the world, or any groups that want to run a self-service radio station, whether it's pay for or free or for a community or whatever. And that's interesting, hopefully going to be an interesting part of our business.
Self-service radio station, that's a good line. Is it likely to go on any of your other muxes, or can you put it on the mini muxes, for instance?
So we've built the platform so it can be deployed anywhere that wants audio. We're first seeing how successful it is in these three areas. And even though we own multiplexes, we own them with partners, and there are kind of costs associated with it. So we want to make sure it works first, but we would like to put it on our other areas, and we'd like to put it on more multiplexes, both the grown-up ones and the mini muxes in the UK.
So, as I always say on the Radio Today roundtable, Matt, what have you been listening to on Upload Radio.
Well, I've listened to a lot of things over the
past. You've got to listen to it all before it goes out, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're the licensee, and it's an Ofcom licensed radio station, so we are responsible for the material we broadcast, and we ask our uploaders to follow Ofcom's broadcasting code when they put things up. That's pretty much the only rule. We're not moderating content quality or format. Literally, providing it's compliant, it will be broadcast, is my current position on it.
Good luck with that.
So because of that, there's a moderation process. So you upload your material, we will then listen to it and approve it, or as I did last night, I went back to an uploader saying, oh, there's some slight problems with that second hour. They then have the opportunity to go back in and re-upload a compliant version. And as we expand, more people will be listening to upload material, but I thought it'd be useful to understand what people are doing. So I'm spending my journey home listening to material, and yesterday evening the telly did not go on as I listened to a variety of shows. It's fascinating. I mean,
let's hear some clips, Matt.
Okay, so we kicked off on Monday and obviously announced it on Monday, but with a schedule. So we had some sort of friends and family helping out. We've then had other people paying to be customers.
Hey, you're listening to the Friday Lunchtime playlist, and I'm Katie Gunn, and this is my new track, Hate. It's about education. Chaya, 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 chaya.
So what this show is, it's called the Friday Lunchtime Playlist. It's an unsigned music show. The creator of it doesn't want to be a radio presenter, so he emailed all the bands that he was going to play and asked them to do the intros to the songs. How lovely.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that doesn't only go out on Friday lunchtimes, does it?
Not right now, but he definitely does have the Friday lunchtime slot at the moment. I think one of the things we'll see is people's different takes on established formats. You know, this is an unsigned music show, of which there have always been them from John Peel to onwards. But I haven't heard one that's done it like that before.
And you were telling me that you've got somebody who's doing a 60s show and he's deliberately put it out at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning where the old sounds of the 60s was on Radio 2.
Yeah, which I thought was great and entirely what the platform was for. He's found a reason to make a show, and one of those reasons is that show is not anymore on Radio 2 and he's seen an opening. That's exactly what we're here to do.
Let's have another clip.
This is the Great Destinations radio show, and here's Kerry Jones.
I'm on Syros, the Greek isle, and like any other.
It's unique because this is really a medieval town located in an island.
There's a beautiful town and great food that's much cheaper than the tourist islands. Would you change hotels during your break to save cash?
You're going to save 50, 60, 70%.
The website making room switching easy and desirable.
I think I've heard this on British Airways or something similar, haven't I?
It is similar. And this is a show that exists already and runs on quite a few community radio stations. Kerry just seems to get to go on lots of holidays, I imagine, without having to pay for
it. This is Kerry Jones, is it?
This is Kerry Jones, who used to run Radio Silly and did a lot of commercial radio stuff. And he wants more distribution. You know, he's building, I imagine, and the little conversations I'd had with him, you know, he's building a network of stations that take his show, and then he'll monetize that show directly. And so Beer on Upload brings quite a few, you know, potential millions of people, bigger than, say, some of the community radio stations that's on at the moment. And that's a good mix, you know. It's got some FM output in community radio. It's got some output on Upload. Because it's on Upload, it'll be in Radio Player and on TuneIn. So this show can reach more people.
So if I put a show up on Upload, do I share the revenue with you if anybody comes along and buys spot ads?
Not at the moment. We have no plans to introduce that.
I ask for money on my show?
Yeah, but you can take advertising, you can ask to be crowdfunded, people to send you PayPal, cash, whatever you want, presents, gifts. Providing it's Ofcom compliant, then you can put it on the show. And we want your show to be successful. You know, if you can make £1,000 of advertising from your show, or £100,000, brilliant. Now, in the future, perhaps the value of those slots might increase. But no, we want you, you know, we're not trying to monetize your program, you're helping us monetize the radio station.
Let's have another clip.
You're with Straight Line on National Prison Radio, the world's only national radio station for prisoners, and around the world at mixcloud.com/straightline. National Prison Radio is only available in prison cells across England and Wales, nowhere else. But Straight Line is also available outside prison. That's because this show is all about bringing together people who are doing time with their loved ones on the outside, whose valuable support makes it much more likely that they'll stay out of jail after they've been released. We're here for you every week, bringing you the finest dance music from around the world direct to your ears. And we've got loads of requests coming up in today's show. Shout outs to people in Winchester, Home House, Dear.
What's interesting about this, similar to Kerry, you know, this is their first show they've done that they're allowed to broadcast outside of the prisons. A point in the show, in a sort of two-way family favourites fashion, is that families on the outside can make requests for people inside and vice versa. And there's loads of research to suggest that the more connections you make with the people outside of the prisons, the less chance you have of reoffending. And so again, for them, this is about distribution and about reaching kind of more audiences and spreading the amazingly good work that those guys do.
No one's going to listen to this station, are they, all the way through? I mean, it's breaking all the rules about holding on to an audience, because every show is completely different from the previous one.
It is, unless you suddenly think about Radio 4, you know, which does all right being very different all the time. Obviously, we have it on quite a lot. It sort of sounds fine. I mean, it doesn't go from, or hasn't at the moment, gone from like hip-hop to WI Jam Making Hour. And I think as people start to choose their slots, things will group together. Like if there are some sports shows, I imagine they'll all drift to be around the same time. And similarly with music shows too. So I don't think it's the sort of car crash that it could be. But, you know, we will see. I think, you know, we're not saying that everyone has to listen to it all the time. You know, people listen to lots of radio stations now. I think having appointments to listen is still fine and still good. And I think it's people find programmes that assist their day. It's not that like, oh, it's 4 o'clock, I must turn on the media show. It's them going, oh, at 4 o'clock, I'm always doing the gardening and I have on the media show. I mean, it's that sort of link. So I think we'll see some of that. But yeah, I mean, whether it's live or on demand, it's about bringing audiences to these shows.
Some another clip.
Picture a waitress in a cocktail bar. A club where the drinks are free. You can dance if you want to. One way or another, do we always find you in the kitchen at parties? Do you have the sun in your eyes and the moon in your hair? Have you ever danced the lambada? Owned a rah-rah skirt? Worn white socks? Written a letter to America? If you sang along to Queen at Live Aid, or tapped out a rhythm on a Casio VL tone, kicked high like the kids from Fame, fought for your right to party.
Yes, that's well prepared, isn't it?
I mean, it's beautifully produced. I mean, this is from Max 80s. This is John Ryan's station on a mini mux in Manchester. And this was the opener for the station. This obviously is the opener for his show. And it is beautifully produced. And actually, quite a lot of the programming we've had through is very well produced. And this isn't about knocking out a quick hour, talking in between some records. People have thought about a concept or material they want to structure together. And there's a huge amount of love in the programmes, which, you know, I've worked in commercial radio where you've got to make 24 hours of it a day. There's a lot to do that you don't always have the time to put the love in that you would like. Whereas actually when you're doing 1 hour and you've got to do it in a particular way, you do maybe think about it a little bit more. So I'm interested to see whether some of the programmes that people upload have the care that things like this have.
So what does success look like this time next year?
Oh, still being on. You know, this is a commercial venture. Our aim is to sell £20 slots. We know roughly how many we need to sell for it to work today and where we want it to go. We would like it to be in more areas. We would like there to be a whole variety of different content. And I think there'll be some commercial content as well. People who maybe make commercial podcasts, or brands who want to make commercial shows, but they can't get it on commercial radio, but might put it on their website as well as having it on upload. And we might treat those people slightly differently and provide an extra element of support for those, and might make a few more pennies from those people. So yeah, so more people buying more slots in more places is the aim. But we'll see, you know, it's a punt. Like all these ideas, we're very lucky in that our business has been able to support this idea. We'll have a go with it. We'll see if it works. If it doesn't work, we'll do something else.
So I'm going to do a link for the very first time. I'm going to say, this is the Radio Today programme, the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk, also available on Upload Radio. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It's good. It's nice. It's nice of anything that's on the radio. And also, I think even for sort of, this is Notionist specialist show, isn't it? I mean, this is talking about radio, but radio is quite a broad specialty. You know, 90% of the country listen to it every week. Everyone's got an opinion on it. They're interested in the people who are doing it. David Lloyd's put his radio conversations on Upload. And the first one on Monday was Jeremy Vine. Jeremy Vine is a well-known person around the country. The conversation was basically his life story. You know, that was a beautiful hour to listen to on the radio, and I'm glad that people can.
And it's also very interesting to hear the futurologist from the past.
Yeah, so obviously, before we launched, I reached out to lots of friends saying, come on, do me a show, fill up some space. And my good friend James, who I do Next Radio with, James Cridland, he used to be a radio DJ. Crazy as that might seem.
And he still wants to be.
He does, no, he's desperate to be. And so he knocked out an hour. And actually, this is the other thing. I think, of course, we'll get some people on Upload who are enthusiasts, who just want to do a radio show and play songs they like. And this is what James has done. And it was a nice hour. It was a nice hour to listen to. When there's no pressure on it, you know, it's just someone and their thoughts, it's quite listenable.
Wine, Women and Song, Harvey Danger. I'm James Andrews with an hour of my favourite songs because I can. And it's funny just how some of your favourite songs just remind you about what you were doing at the time. 2003, I went to Singapore for the first time. Sun Yung-ji's album Leave was in the charts. I won't play you the hits from there because they're a bit Singaporean, but I'll play you this album track from it instead. You'll like it.
Yes, that's James Andrews on Upload Radio. I'm Trevor Dan. This is the Radio Today programme via podcast or via Upload Radio. And it's time to get some news with Stu Clarkson.
Thank you, Trevor. Here are the top stories from Radio Today over the last 7 days. And in the last week, we gained a new radio station, then lost it again. Steve Penk launched Forever FM on DAB in Manchester and online. But just days later, it disappeared. Penky had called it a tribute to Peter Kay and the Carshare team's fictitious radio station. But it looks like someone wasn't happy with it becoming a real thing. Steve says there was an objection to him using the name, but he hasn't offered further comment. Richard Parkes back in direct charge of programming at Capital after Global's founder and executive president Ashley Tabor stepped down from his extra role as managing editor of the brand after a year. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge followed up a visit to the Global Academy this week with a trip to Radio 1 the following day. After answering questions with Scott Mills, they helped co-host the start of the chart show with Greg James before returning to announce this week's number one. Graham Norton's summer cover at Radio 2 has been announced. Alan Carr and Melanie Sykes will sit in on Saturday mornings for 10 weeks in the summer. Other highlights of the schedule for the coming months include specials presented by Brian Adams, Olivia Newton-John, Nile Rodgers and Gregory Porter, as well as a three-hour show about the Bee Gees that will be hosted by Tony Blackburn. Magic has a new TV advert this week. The Bauer station's updated marketing features the line "Love That Song" with the television commercial including three 80s pop songs. Colin Slater is hanging up his commentary mic after almost 50 years covering Notts County games for BBC Radio Nottingham. He's been on the station since 1968 and had reported on the club for the local paper for about 9 years before that. UKRD's Sun FM has announced a free gig in Sunderland to mark its 20th birthday. Pixie Lott will headline the event on the 7th of May. And as you've been hearing, Upload Radio has now launched on DAB multiplexes in Surrey, Wrexham and Gloucestershire. Don't forget you check out our Radio Today news podcast out every Friday morning with a more detailed look at the big stories in radio each week, featuring audio clips as well. And the latest radio news as it happens appears daily on radiotoday.co.uk.
Thank you, Stu. On In Radio, on Upload Radio, and wherever you find your podcasts, this is the Radio Today programme. David Lloyd's Radio Moments after this.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
Chris Evans is now settled in on Radio 2 Breakfast, but can it really be 22 years since he arrived at Radio 1?
Why is there any sport?
More goodies later, lovey.
Don't we get any sport at half
Not
past six?
Not this time.
Oh, I see.
Saving the best to last.
So the people
later.
Who are listening now don't want to hear sport then, is that the deal?
Look, just get on with it, will you?
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't told about the sport. I'll do sport for you in a moment myself. Heck, let's look at the back of the papers and sort it out. Now, people have been asking me over the last couple of weeks, have I been practicing for this job for the last 2 weeks? Well, I say no. I've been practicing for this job for the last 20 years. That's what I say. Yes, it's my show. I'm here now. It's BBC Radio 1, and we're on the air.
Chris Evans beginning on Radio 1 Breakfast this week in 95. Chris's talents were identified very early on by Matthew Bannister, then at London's new local station, GLR.
And we interviewed people for producer jobs. One of the people who came through the door was this sort of geeky-looking bloke with spectacles and ginger hair. And he'd written on his application form, the back, where it said, you know, reasons we should employ you or whatever, he'd written, because creativity is my middle name, see over. And we turned over and he'd indeed filled his name out as Christopher Creativity Evans. And he was this young, bright bloke, and he'd also borrowed a tie off one of the earlier candidates. So I said, I think I recognise that tie. But it was one of the most entertaining job interviews we'd ever done, so we took him on as a producer.
How to Get a Job in Radio, Part 1, thanks to Chris Evans and Matthew Bannister. Another chap who's now settled in at Radio 2 is Johnny Walker. And this week in 69, Johnny arrived at Radio 1. As a famous pirate broadcaster who'd broken the law to stay on board the ships, his arrival at Broadcasting House must have felt quite strange that day.
6 minutes after two, Wilson Pickett there playing the song for you. Hello, sunshine. Hey, listen, we're going to do all sorts of things this afternoon, but listen, for the first half hour, we're going to sort of zap, 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 you see, and then after the news, we'll relax a bit and we'll sit and talk to you and all that sort of thing. To those of you maybe who never heard me before, if I can introduce myself, I'm Mrs. Walker's number three little boy, called Wonnie, and it was definitely third time unlucky for Mr. and Mrs. Walker when I came along. Anyway, let's get on now with some music. What is the station called?
Radio 1, we're together.
Together you and I now with the sounds of one Miss Sharon Tandy and the Fleur-de-Lis and that evil woman.
I said, yeah, but Aunt Caroline always said I'd never ever work for the BBC. And he said, yeah, but that was then and this is now. And he goes, would you like me to put a word in? So I said, yeah, all right. I was kind of fascinated to know what would happen. Next day I saw him, he said, they're very keen to meet you and they want to take you to lunch. So I went along and I was met by Mark White, who had this bristling handlebar moustache, like an RAF squadron leader. Johnny, welcome, he said. It was on an old narrowboat, this restaurant. He said, strange venue for lunch, he said, but we thought you'd feel at home on a boat. We've got the portholes here and everything you're used to. I thought, well, that's kind of nice. I like that touch, you know. Maybe these BBC Wallers are not so bad after all.
It's the what?
It's the BBC.
That's a beep on your washing machine, madam.
On your radio.
Johnny Walker's first Radio 1 show this week in 69, following Radio Caroline's demise a year earlier. We've had our fair share of radio station casualties of late, and yet for many years it seemed unthinkable. The first ones came in the early 80s, including this one in April 85.
Chris Rea and Stainsby Hill before that, Mezzo Forte, and a little bit of sweet rock all. Thank you very much for your phone calls. They're much appreciated. This is Jimmy Nail from Auf Wiedersehen Pet. Love don't live here anymore. If you've just tuned into GB Radio, you're wondering what's going on. You're expecting to hear Peter Milburn. Well, I'm afraid slight change to our programming plans. It's Colin Briggs sitting in for Peter, the last time anyone will be sitting in for anyone on GB Radio. We're going off air at 11 o'clock this morning, Santa late. Financial problems, sadly, are the order of the day, and unfortunately, we can't carry on. It's been smashing speaking to you. Plenty of good music up until 11 o'clock. That gives you about 10 and a half minutes to enjoy GB Radio. In the meantime, take this one on board from Rolls-Royce.
The end of Gwent Broadcasting in South Wales this week in 85. It relayed neighbouring CBC for a short while before both formed Red Dragon Radio, it's now Capital. Margaret Howard is a dame of British broadcasting, heard on so many distinguished radio stations through generations. This week in 86 saw her final Letterbox programme on the BBC World Service.
Hello, this is Margaret Howard welcoming you to the final edition of Letterbox. And many of you are still obviously upset, to put it mildly, over the programme's imminent demise.
Hearing the slippery and arrogant Mr. Diamond defending the indefensible both roused my indignation and seriously lowered my hitherto fairly high opinion of the BBC World Service policymakers. The sick logic of his argument, if applied to the media in general, would lead newspapers to suspend their correspondence columns amidst howls of anguish from a multitude of first cuckoos.
I join my dismay to those others from whom you've heard with regard to the upcoming demise of Letterbox.
And today's howls of protest, just the tip of an ever-growing iceberg, have come from similarly afflicted listeners in Switzerland, the USA, Canada, Benin, Uruguay, Israel and Austria. And to put paid to this topic once and for all, I'm afraid, here's one from...
In so many programmes years ago, contributions from listeners were read out, and now with social media, we're doing it all over again, come full circle. Margaret Howard had her last Letterbox on the World Service this week 31 years ago. Used to love that show. When a broadcaster passes, and sadly we've had too much of that of late, it's tough for their families, of course, their listeners and their colleagues.
Good afternoon. I'm Alina Naylor, and you're listening to BBC Radio Derby. It is with immense sadness that I must share with you the news this lunchtime that our friend and colleague Colin Bloomfield passed away peacefully at 7:05 this morning. He was being cared for at the Severn Hospice, near Shrewsbury, where he'd been receiving care for the last fortnight. He was 33 years old.
Goodbye, Colin Bloomfield, who died 2 years ago this week. Having spent years commentating, fans of Derby County and Burton Albion had shown their support for Colin's fight during the 2014 playoffs at Wembley, much to his surprise.
Wow. This is absolutely incredible. I'm in the Derby County Supporters End at Wembley Stadium, and there are people all around me who are now on their feet, and they are all applauding. I actually didn't think this would happen, if I'm honest. I thought people would get so embroiled in the game that they wouldn't do it. But I've got people around me now, Derby supporters. And because I work on the radio, nobody really knows my face, so they don't actually know it's me. But honestly, I can not describe my emotions right now, really. Thank
you. The BBC Radio Derby building has now been renamed Bloomfield House. So, with the launch of BBC Shropshire 32 years ago...
Welcome along. It's the birth of Radio Shropshire, the BBC's 30th and newest local radio station.
Heart networking some programming for the first time across its then three stations 9 years ago. This is Heart. And the BBC soap Mrs. Dale's Diary, ending 48 years ago.
A recording of the daily happenings in the life of a doctor's wife.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio!
Thank you, David. Thanks also to Stuart Clarkson and Matt Deegan. This has been a TDC production. I've been Trevor Dan. We'll be here again next week. Thank you for listening. But before we go, Upload Radio's also got a vinyl show. Would you like to hear an extract? Oh, I thought you might. Hello, I'm Trevor Dan with an hour of music on vinyl. In this first episode, from the turntable, up the tone arm to you, the Beatles.